everybody, and welcome to a special bonus edition of Five Morons versus Maroon 5. I am one of your three co-hosts, Maddie, at Morvian Prince on Twitter. As always, I am joined by Alex and Gavin. And folks, we are not quite done just yet, but the light at the end of the tunnel is almost here. We got this episode, and then we have the longest stream ever coming up in about 2 weeks. So we have a nice little week break before we start the stream, which we'll have full-blown details probably soon about that. I just want to start the pod with the news. Most likely, we're going to make sure this is good. Most likely going to be on March 19th is when we'll do the stream. I don't have a start time just yet, but probably like early afternoon Eastern time is when we'll probably end up starting doing the stream, because it's going to be a long one. Yep. And we are going to try to, charity wise, we're still trying to confirm a charity, but most likely like Dallas Hope Centers or whatever, like we'll probably end up doing that to support trans people in Texas right now, because of course, if you've heard the news, things are very bad. So we're going to try our best. Our podcast is going to try to save the trans people of Texas. Our podcast about T-boy swag haver Adam Levine. We're gonna save the trans kids.
We're gonna get in Texas. There.
We're gonna save them.
We're deploying the troops.
But Gavin, yeah. Alex, how are you two doing?
I'm doing great. I got to listen to a sick ass playlist this week. I found myself putting this on an unexpected number of times.
I would agree. Yeah, this is my most listened to one in a while. But yeah. Even then. Oh. Even despite all that, Catatonic Youth posted a new Buck Cherry live on stage video. And so that happened. And then I just forgot everything about these songs. So I'm going to,
of course,
we're working backwards in my brain.
Wait,
today.
Hang on. But you said Buck Cherry, right?
I did say Buck Cherry. Thank you, Josh.
I'm trying to remember who said that to me. Yeah. Oh God! But yeah. Of course, this podcast is called Five Morons. There's Maroon 5. I know the last 2 weeks we did, you know, six people.
Oh,
because,
wait, there's six people on this episode, Maddie.
There is six people.
I don't know if you heard the news, but Fred Durst is in the house.
Oh yeah, oh okay. Well, yeah. But joining us from the Indie Hits podcast itself, welcome Natalie to the series.
Hello again.
Oh boy, you're in a weird place. I think you were smart to pick this episode because again, towards the end it was getting really bad, and I think these songs are inherently more funny than the past couple episodes.
this
besides Memory.
Yeah, this one I picked primarily because it had the only songs in the series that I actually like genuinely enjoyed, and I would rather do that than like subject myself to pain more. Power to all of you, though.
We're gonna go through some pain tonight.
Back up a minute, Maddie. Did you say Memories is funny? Are you making fun of this man's grief?
Did you learn nothing from Darwin?
I take back what I said. Rest in peace, Darwin.
Dude, that video is so fucking good. We can't keep talking about R.I.P. Darwin, but that video is so fucking
good. Big ups
good.
To Big D.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But joining us as our special guest this episode, welcome back to the pod, Boo Cannon. Oh God, what have you stepped into, Boo Cannon?
Look, I was saying this before we started recording. It's, you know, I've tuned into a couple episodes. I've seen the early signs of Maroon 5 based onset dementia infect each of you. but now that I'm in the splash zone, I'm filled with a fear not dissimilar to what those in the Old Testament would feel.
I would say, are you more fearful of the songs we're going to talk about or the videos that Gavin is going to show
us? Yes. To all of the above.
See, but it can't be me this time because we're playing a little game. Maddie, hit my theme music here.
Okay.
Gavin, Gavin, Gavin. Gavin, 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 Gavin. G-A-V-I-N. G-A-V-I-N. Gavin, 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 Gavin.
All right. All right, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it right now. Cut that shit. Cut it.
I cut it. It's cut. Fucking talk.
Fuck.
Your segment, Gavin. Fuck it. Come on.
Okay. Well, first of all, that song would sound way better if Pesci was on the track. Second of all, we're trying something new out because Maddie said, Gavin, no way you're fucking sending me 22 videos. And at first I was salty. I was upset because, look, I found some good ones. Look, it was it's another one for you, one for me week this week. Meaning for each of these videos, I've selected one video that is related to the song or Maroon 5 or Adam Levine. And I also just picked a video I liked. And we're playing a fun game called Democracy, where you four all get to vote on whether we watch the Maroon 5 one or the one I picked. If it's a tie, then I'll pick. I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, before we get to those videos, though, we first need to get to our first song of the list. Yeah. So, of course, this episode is a bonus episode. We're not talking about Maroon 5 songs explicitly. We're just talking about selected features and Adam Levine solo material. So, of course, Adam Levine, big pop star, has done many a feature over the years. Sometimes for great artists like Slash and Joe Pesci.
Yep.
Sometimes on really big pop songs like Stereo Hearts and Locked Away. Sometimes for movies that he's in, like Begin Again, sort of the song Lost Stars, respectable, critically acclaimed, popular artists like Kanye West, and then something for you know jokes comedians like The Lonely Island and French Montana, and then of course there's a Paw Patrol song and an Eminem and 50 Cent song. So we'll go through these as they come in. But starting us off on this episode though is Stereo Hearts from The Gym Class Heroes featuring Adam Levine. So let's hear a little bit of Stereo Hearts real quick.
Y'all, if I was an old school 50 pound boombox, I've been obsessed with that line this week.
It's such a good one.
Yeah.
Just unprompted saying it around the apartment.
Oh, by the way, I'm just playing these off Spotify this week, folks. I didn't have time to get snippets together. Slash, I just didn't feel like doing snippets this week.
Let it rock. Let it rock.
Exactly.
And this is not my favorite Gym Class Hero song this era. I think Cupid's Chokehold is a lot better than this.
I have not heard of this band before this week.
Really?
I had heard this song. I thought it was just Maroon 5.
As did I.
But I had not heard the verses. I had just heard... Okay, so this song is very popular among Minecraft content creators. There will be a recording of Minecraft gameplay footage, and something sad will happen in the footage, and everything will slow down, and Adam Levine will come in saying, "My heart's a stereo."
I want to, Alex, you brought up a good point, which is that this song is like secretly a body horror narrative. Yeah. There is like some weird shit going on in this. Like the lyrics pose this bizarre scenario in which Travis McCoy is just singing constantly about his heart being a stereo, but also him being a boombox and also being used to like confront the police, and there's a very
Jesus.
Weird cross-section of things where it feels like it's I don't understand what he's saying. I don't, like, there is some form of mechanical manipulation happening. Look, to this man,
I don't know how I brought up this point. I think there's nothing weird about that.
Nothing weird, just it's vibes, all right? We're just vibing. We're vibing with Travis McCoy. It's
Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine got commissioned to do a song for Tetsuo the Iron Man, and this is what they made.
Yeah, I do want to say, Damn Girl, What Would You Do If I Was a Boombox is something Will for Thrill would tweet. And it's something I would retweet. Obviously, this song is so fucking fascinating in a very funny way. Would you replace my batteries? Would you perform open heart surgery on Travis McCoy to put boombox? Right, to put
mad batteries. D batteries.
Mad D batteries.
Yeah. May I respond? If I ask you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Which is the funniest line out of context.
Like, that's just me. It's just like. It's just like, damn, you hate this girl, don't you? Travis McCoy. Like, damn. I think this is around the time where he was dating Katy Perry, I think, either at this time or like pretty close to this time.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I think
that
maybe not during
either.
This, maybe not during this era. I think like maybe the during the this of course this comes from the Papercut Chronicles too. So maybe during the Papercut Chronicles one. Actually, yeah, Cupid's Chokehold is because Katy Perry is in that video. So like 06, 07, like before when Katy Perry was on like Warp Tour, like when she was initially starting, like Katy Perry didn't start as a pop star, like famous because my job worked Katy Perry to college radio. Like they were, you know, she was pushed originally as like an alternative, like college radio artist before, you know, I Kissed a Girl, and then, you know, everything, you know, went crazy from there, and you know, we got Witness out of it, so everything leaned to Witness.
I'm totally diverging here. I had a big brain blast moment about this song this week, which is that 21 Pilots could not exist without this song.
Absolutely.
No. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
This is the blueprint.
What 21 Pilots is, or at least what they were with the music that made them famous, is literally just Stereo Hearts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're like barely straying from the formula.
Yeah. I want to diverge here into, I have the Genius page for some of these songs open. I want to read off some of the tracks on the Papercut Chronicles 2, because these are some of the most baffling track names I've ever seen. There's Martyrial Girls, with the S being a dollar sign. Horseshit Batman. Cool. Kid Nothing and the Never-Ending Naked Nightmare. There's just...
That's me.
That's a fucking cutty mixtape title.
Kid Nothing.
Let's see. I'm gonna pull up. Yeah,
do not
I'm
tell me Hiro Murai directed the video for this.
What the fuck?
Wait, hang on one second. What? Music video directed by. Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, he was a music video. Music video director at this time.
What else has he made?
I think Atlanta.
Yeah, it's he does all of Donald Glover's stuff. Yeah, it's he's like the main shot director for like all of Atlanta.
I mean, he's directed multiple episodes
and now,
of the show.
Now he's kind of entered the like rotation of like 30 to 40 creative directors that they get for anything that needs to be filmed nowadays.
Yeah. I'm seeing that he did a Twigs thing. Did he do the cellophane video? Was his?
Let me see. I'm trying to see.
Airplane by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams was on that.
He did the Sad Day music video. Okay.
I just wanted to say. My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close.
Yeah, that hook is awesome.
Yeah, how would you describe again? How would you describe Adam Levine on this song? Like, you know, this feels like a very you said. I think you said this last week too about Memories. I'm just trying to. Well, actually, not like all the songs last week. So, like, what are your thoughts on the song, Alex? Like. I can't remember what you said, otherwise I would do the bit myself.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was.
A touching sentiment from a tender soul.
Yeah,
something like that.
No, it was a beautiful sentiment.
A beautiful sentiment from a tender soul.
Something along those lines. If you remember, you're the winner, and you get to live with Maddie for a month.
If they made Stereo Hearts nowadays, it'd be called AirPod Hearts.
Facts.
That's true.
Facts. Yeah.
That's true.
No one's listening to boomboxes anymore.
Nope, nope.
It's all about those AirPods.
They would call it Spotify Hearts.
If I was an old school 50-pound AirPod.
Okay, well, Gavin, you have
let me introduce both of these here.
Yes.
The first video is called My Heart's a Reddit Gold by Awesome Reddit Parodies. And I do want to say, this is a guy who knows what he's doing. It's intentionally bad. It's very loud, and he's singing off key and very screechy. It's not very fun to watch. You probably won't understand a word he says. But the second video we have here is Coronavirus Megamix by the Diaper DJ.
Oh,
I don't know if you can tell by the
Yeah, Gavin, by the thumbnail. Gavin's trying to force us to find out who the diaper DJ is.
Listen. The diaper DJ is a man who's wearing a diaper that says, like, therapy. He's wearing a diaper, and he's wearing a t-shirt with a diaper drawn on it, and the diaper says therapy on it. He is DJing vinyl. Look at that. Mm-hmm. And he has the most amazing, like, DJ intro drops at the beginning of this that I've ever heard. Now, we can watch this intentionally shitty, not funny Reddit parody of Stereo Hearts.
You rigged this because it's like you're describing the way. I'm curious about the Reddit parody, but also like
the diaper
DJ who looks like Caleb from Podcast About Liz.
Yeah, I do want to say this man also has a rant video that's 10 minutes long called "Why I Do Not Identify with the Adult Diaper Baby Lover Community" or whatever it's called. Community.
We're gonna put this to a vote. I'm gonna vote. Because for the sake of curiosity, I'm gonna say the Reddit parody for the sake of curiosity, because I know that I'm probably gonna get outvoted here. So, Alex, what do you want to watch?
No. Come back to me.
Natalie, what do you want to watch?
The choice is easy. I'm going with the diaper DJ.
Buchanan.
Look, I gotta take notes from this guy. He's a legend.
Alex, you. Is it the diaper DJ?
I mean, here's the thing. I either vote Reddit Gold and Gavin chooses the diaper DJ, or I choose the diaper DJ and we watch the diaper DJ.
Okay, so it's the diaper. So we're going to watch the diaper DJ.
I'm just relieved that I didn't have to make a choice. I already hate this.
I'm so glad I shut my curtains for this recording.
I like that the YouTube thing has a COVID-19. Get the latest information from the CDC about COVID-19. Because this is the coronavirus mega.
You need to hear more resources on Google, and you click on that, it just subscribes you to the diaper DJ.
All right.
Yeah,
give us full screen.
Baby, baby. Rock me, baby. You are in the mix with the diaper DJ.
Yes!
Oh, this is 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it's literally just
a guy in a diaper DJing.
Let's listen to his beats a little bit. He's about to bust out a record.
Here we go. Oh, we got CD. Got some CDs.
I think that if YouTube like stopped, like no one uploaded a video ever again, Gavin will have found every single guy on the platform within like a couple months at maximum.
Yeah, just like just put him in a lab. Like Google, hire Gavin. You don't have to pay him. Just like give him food, give him water, a place to like sleep and piss and shit.
When Gavin,
maybe a diaper, and just let him go.
Make
to
sure
work.
There's room for him in Fred Durst.
Maddie, that's literally my dream.
Could you imagine going to like a wing of Google? It's like, this is the Gavin wing, and it's just like a warehouse like completely bare warehouse. And there's just like a little couch.
It's for
Gavin and Fred Durst pillow, and there's a laptop right there.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
the
warehouse from the Hollow Moon music video.
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh my god.
That's the thing, is that when Gavin dies, they're just gonna take his brain and use it to make the next algorithm.
Yeah, they're gonna use me to make more guys.
I should listen to that song. It's been a while.
Hollow Moon.
All right, that's about as much.
Can we hear some Hollow Moon after?
He fucked up that beat sync like crazy. This guy.
Moon.
Yes. Yeah. Boo.
He's
getting out of here.
We've gotten one of the greatest music videos of all time.
Yeah,
listeners,
you've been listening to about at least 5 or 6 episodes of just bad songs. We gotta hear a good one again. Our favorite car commercial song of the entire series, by the way.
He looks like BJ from Righteous Gemstones.
Look, Aaron Bruno is a quirked up white boy with a little
bit of show.
With a little bit of swag, busting it down. Bad wolf style.
Wolf style, yeah. So what do we all think of the diaper DJ?
I love him. He's great.
Look, it was kind of boring. It's to be factual, it looked like it was just going to be like an 8-minute acid house mix. I could watch Blessed Madonna fuck up like for about that same time and get like a jillion times more enjoyment out of the same material.
Yeah, but he's wearing a diaper.
I'm just vibing with my best friend Bruno. I do not need to be bothered about Diaper Man.
Well, the diaper DJ has nothing on our good friend DJ Horse Jeans, Jackie.
Yup, facts.
And nothing on my personal friend, DJ Stepdad, Ted Davis.
I didn't get to discuss this song on the car commercial series, but I love the little shrug he does when he's like, hey, I woke up, I was headless. What's with that?
What's going on with that?
He's so Italian. That's
all right, that's enough of Halloween.
No.
But again, I know.
You paused on like a, he's like, it's like he's really going to just like eat me alive. Like he's thinking about it.
140.
Alex, ready to play saxophone.
140 moon has turned him into a bad wolf.
Look, Alex, I want to watch this as much as you, but we have a podcast.
All right, fine.
You want to listen to the Reddit parody?
140 into Hollow Moon, and he gives you this look. What do you do?
God. Yeah, we're not going to watch the Reddit parody. Sorry, everybody who wants to watch the Reddit gold parody. That's intentionally bad.
Hey, I always post these in the Discord afterwards. So
yeah,
join
so
the
you
Discord.
Can, yeah, you can find it on your own time, listeners. But let's move on to our next song. So we have two songs.